800 Telebone. This is Jan speaking. How can I help?
Wait, Telebone? As in the phone sex line?
Julius, remember, I still have that video of you from our last industry party together.
Who amongst us has not erred?
As I was saying...
Hello, Jan. It's Ducky. I'll have the usual.
I'm sorry, but the Sheriff of Nottingham is currently engaged.
I can wait.
Are you sure? You're 39th in line at the moment.
39th? I would expect this kind of shoddy service from an impersonation mill, but I am paying a premium! Ugh. I suppose I'll have a Mr. Darcy instead.
They're all taken.
What about the Gregory Houses?
All taken.
Salman Rushdie's?
Fatwas, the lot of them. They've all had to go into hiding.
This is crazy! What's happening? Why isn't anyone available?
Most of our actors have had to switch out their usual personas and play characters from that new Netflix original anime, Strike.
What? The cartoon about bowling?
Yeah, that's the one. We've had lots of women ringing in, asking for scenarios with the characters.
Wait. Characters? You mean they're... multi-rolling?
Uh-huh. I have to say, it's been really tough on the talent. Most of these guys aren't used to playing more than one character. And then when on top of that, the characters are being shipped together...
They're on boats as well, are they?
Ducky, that's not what that means.
Ugh! And there's my window of opportunity gone! I hope you're happy. Come in, Contell.
Contell is my snake's milker and my oldest friend. He was staying with me during the pandemic.
Snake milker? As in, he milks the venom from your snake?
Snakes, Julius. I have more than one.
Ducky, you look so sad. Why the long face?
Oh, Contell, it's simply dreadful. You see, I knew you'd be out for a while getting our shopping, so I thought I'd use this chance to, you know, have a wank. But the phone sex line has been overrun by that bowling cartoon on Netflix. Spike or something.
Oh, do you mean Strike?
Wait, you've heard of it?
Heard of it? I love it! It's my favorite show. Its heartwarming message is the reason I got back in touch with my estranged brother.
Is it really that good?
It is fantastic! Not to mention, some of those boys are super sexy. I can see why the phone lines are full.
Sexy? But they're cartoon high schoolers.
Anime high schoolers, Ducky. But seriously, we should watch it. I think you'd really like it.
Really?
Just let me show you the first 5 episodes. And if you're not a pinhead by the end of that, we won't watch anymore.
Pinhead?
That's what us Strike fans call ourselves.
Oh, God. Just put it on before I change my mind.
Bowling. A perfectly smooth ball coasts down a long, waxed lane. And you hold your breath as you try to push through your fears and doubts. And listen for that heavenly sound all bowlers long to hear. Every bowler has the same dream. To someday score a perfect game. But to do that, you have to learn how to... strike!
Ooh, title drop! Oh, I wish I was watching this for the first time. Look at all the characters you're going to get to meet.
They look like dweebs who take bowling too seriously.
Shh, shh, shh. It's starting.
This is ridiculous.
Shh, shh, shh.
And that's exactly what I intend to do. My name's Chichugi, and I'm the bowler that's gonna change the world. Today's my first day of high school, which means it's time to take my first steps towards greatness by joining the high school bowling team and... uh-oh. I'm already late!
That's the main character. Why is he running with bread in his mouth?
Oh, just watch.
He's so short. I can't believe he can even pick up the ball. He'll never make the team.
Just watch.
Ah, yes!
A strike. He scored a strike?
He has a unique throwing style his father taught him before he died in a mysterious bowling accident. I'm spoiling stuff. Shh, just watch it.
All right! I hit all 10 pins. That's what we call a strike.
Not bad. How about you try with this ball?
Oh, I like this guy. He seems like he really fucks.
Ah, so this tall, dark-haired boy is Hyozan, also known as the cold-hearted king of pins and captain of the high school team.
Well, he doesn't seem like he likes Jichugi at all.
Well, he thinks the first throw was a fluke.
Holding this ball, the aura on the lanes has completely changed. I don't know why, but it feels like some kind of dark energy is coming from the... My arms, they're frozen. I can't roll it. No, I won't do it. I don't want to use that ball, thanks. I'll just roll my own.
If you want to bowl with the big boys, you're going to have to let your guardrails down. Like this!
God! I've never seen someone bowl like that before. This Hyozan does fuck.
That is why he's the team's ace.
And if you can't do that, you'll never make it onto the team. You'll always just be a spare.
Oh, snap. Well, looks like this is the end of the road for Jichugi. Can't say I'm surprised.
No, look.
Please, I'll do anything. Just let me prove that I can be a splendid bowler too.
So you still want to try out for the team? Okay, fine.
Really? Yeah!
But you're gonna have to bowl against me. Mano a mano.
They clearly don't call him the Ice King of Pins for nothing. No! He missed! Jichugi missed! And on the final frame! Oh, how could he? Fuck! Well, what's he going to do now?
Just watch.
I guess this means I don't make the team. But I practiced all summer. It's just not fair.
Monday.
What?
Your first practice is on Monday. Don't be late.
Hyozan's letting him join the team, even though he lost. Perhaps there is warmth beneath those cold, cold eyes.
Thank you, senpai!
No, I am not your senpai. You roll a good ball, but the King of Pins bowls only for himself.
Or maybe not. I can't believe they made it to the National Inter-High Bowling Championships. Although, fuck knows how this is going to go. They barely qualified.
Well, remember, they've had the training camp since then.
The training camp was pointless.
Oh, come on. It wasn't all bad. What about Chichugi's bowl-off against the second years?
Don't remind me. If you want my opinion, they should have taken Chichugi's place on the team. Especially after he almost lost them their chance to go to nationals. If it wasn't for Hyozan's near-perfect score.
Daki, no. I do not wish to argue about this again. Let's just press play.
Wow! So many other teams?
What did you expect? This is the biggest under-18s bowling tournament in Japan. Only the giants are allowed to compete here.
There are a lot of rival teams.
Yeah. Let's just hope Jichugi doesn't fuck everything up. It was the size of the crowd that threw him off at regionals.
Every man has his demons.
Oh my god, who are they?
That's the main rival team. Look, here comes the captain.
That is the hottest drawing I have ever seen.
Who's that? A predator. You should stay away from him.
Away from me?
Who are you?
The name's Tora. But out here, I'm known as the Leopard of the Lanes. Do you want to know why?
Yes!
Because once I've got my prey in sight, I don't let go until I've devoured them. That's why I'm the captain and the ace of my team.
Ignore him. He's nothing but trash.
If it isn't the Ice King of the Pins. I can't believe you dare to show your face around here, especially after what happened at our last tournament.
Shut up.
Couldn't even pick up the spare. They ought to call you the imprecise King of Pins, or the King of Bins, because that's where you belong, in the bin, with the rest of the trash.
I said shut up!
Stop it! If you hit him, they'll kick you out! You won't be allowed to bowl!
That's probably his plan. I bet he's desperate to get disqualified from the tournament so he doesn't have to face me. Your pretty boy captain's nothing but a coward.
Ugh!
He didn't hit him, thank God.
Don't you call me a coward.
Your loathing will make the nectar of my victory even sweeter.
I won't lose. No. We won't lose. We will beat you. Me and my team.
Oh my God, he said team!
Right?
Oh, this is just too cute. Well, I look forward to watching you try, but just remember, I'm a winner, and a leopard doesn't change its spots.
Wow, Senpai! I can't believe you stood up to him! You were so cool!
For the last time, I am not your senpai.
Wow! We just keep winning, and it's all thanks to Senpai. If we keep this up, we're sure to make it all the way to the top! Yeah!
I missed. I missed. I won't be the reason we lose in the semifinals.
Quick! Someone call timeout! Senpai, it's okay. You still have a second shot.
Out of my way.
Where are you going?
I said, get out of my way!
But we need you. We...
I, the referee, warn you that if he doesn't make it back in 10 minutes, your team will be disqualified.
Oh no!
He's headed to the locker room. Wait, no! He's leaving the building completely! Oh, thank goodness someone's running after him. But wait, it can't be!
Uh-huh.
And just what do you think you're doing?
I'm failing. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, but not because you've thrown a match to these second-rate hacks.
I didn't know you cared.
Cared? That look in your eyes. That miserable look of hopelessness and defeat. It should be just for me. How dare you share it with them?
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I told you, that look in your eyes belongs to me, goddammit! Now look at me! It's better.
I think this might be awakening something in me.
What?
Nothing, nothing.
Get your hands off me.
Then listen! A long time ago, we said we were gonna make it to the top together.
Why are you?
You're already a coward. Don't make yourself a liar as well.
Huh?
Holy sh!
There's only 10 seconds left on the clock. I don't think he's gonna make it back.
5, 4, 3.
I'm here.
You came back. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Let's go.
We were so worried. I thought you'd quit.
Something changed my mind.
Remember, you have to hit all 10 pins on this spare, or we're out!
I know what I have to do.
Ugh! Yes!
Guess we're going to the final after all.
Yatta!
I knew that loser could do it. See you there, Hyozan.
Are you ready, Ducky? The last 10 episodes of Strike all take place over just 2 bowls of the ball. Tora and Hyozen, both aces, fighting to bring their teams to victory and secure the title of #1 ranked team in Japan. It's the Leopard of the Lanes versus the Ice King of Pins. Passion versus sobriety. Hard work versus natural talent. Moi en fuego versus da nada en fuego. A battle as old as time itself. So who do you want to win?
Oh, it's too tough to call. Both the Ice King of Pins and the Leopard of the Lanes are 3rd years. There won't be a next year for either of them.
I know!
Oh, I can't decide. Just press play. Thank you.
The Leopard scored 199. With just 1 point off a clean sheet, he's smashed the national record. So the only way I can beat him is if I score 200. An actually perfect score. No one's ever been able to do that. What if I'm not strong enough? What if I miss like I did before? This is the most important role of my life, but I can't do this. I can't do this.
I believe in you! Senpai!
No. I can't let doubt cloud my mind. I can do this. I have to do this for my team!
We won! You did it!
No. We did it. The team did it. And now, we're champions. Which means we have a champion's honor. So you have to win next year as well. Understand? For your senpai.
Senpai! I promise! I'll guard our victory!
I can't believe it! He won! And it wasn't for himself. He won for the team! He is no longer the Ice King of Pins. He's the Nice King of Pins! Oh!
Oh! Hey! What's going on over there? The Leopard of the Lanes, he's just leaving.
All of you, wait here. I'll be back in time for the award ceremony. Hey, Leopard.
And just what else could you possibly want from me?
I just wanted to talk to you.
You want to mock me?
I want to say thank you.
What?
You made me the player I am today. In many ways, this victory is yours as well.
Don't be ridiculous. Get out of my way.
You can't deny that you feel it too.
I said, get out of my way.
You can try and fight it, but deep down, even you know that we're two halves of the same whole. You're the ball to my pins. You try and knock me down, and in doing so, teach me that I need to stand up even taller. So please, take my thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ice King of Pins.
Hmm?
I said I'd beat you, and, well, I'm not a liar either. See you in college.
I want to watch it all the way from the start again.
Really?
Yes, it was that amazing. Who knew the highs and lows of a high school level bowling team could be so thrilling?
Fantastic. I'll put the first episode back on, I guess.
Oh, wait.
What's wrong, Ducky?
I do desperately want to watch it from the beginning again. But Gondel, first, could you do me a little favor?
Sure. What is it?
Can you run to the shops for me?
Sure. What do you need?
Whatever you fancy. There's an important phone call I need to make.
Oh, 0800 telephone. This is Jan speaking. How can I help?
Jan, it's Ducky. I've had a change of heart. Put me onto one of these strike actors.
Why, sure. We have several available. What package do you want?
What package?
You can have any of the individual characters, or perhaps you'd rather a scene with two of the bowling boys together. We have Jichugi and Ice King.
What? Ew, gross. Who would even want that?
Or the Ice Leopard package.
Yes, that one. Give me that one.
Okay, putting you through right now. Be sure to have a scenario ready for your host to play out.
Oh, don't worry, I do.
And thank you for coming with Telebone.
So, how can we help you?
Yeah, how can we help?
Oh my god, you're a genius!
Thanks.
Oh my god, Okay. Hear me out. The leopard is a barista at a coffee shop, and the Ice King is a lawyer who comes in out of the rain one day for a double pump latte. Soon.
And that's how I found my star.
That's how you found him. You just arbitrarily decided to give him a leading role in a movie because he made you come.
Oh, I didn't achieve orgasm. I was too enraptured by his performance. He was just so wonderful.
So, you paid him for phone sex, but instead of getting you off, he landed himself a movie role.
It's what we in the business call a reverse Weinstein.
Yeah, lucky for some.
Luck has nothing to do with it. He was just that good. Really sold the material.
Are you sure it wasn't just the source material? I mean, Strike is a pretty amazing show.
Wait, Julius, you're a Pinhead too?
Of course I am. I even run a fan blog. Here, look at this fan art I drew.
Gross.
I mean, I know the perspective's a little off, but...
No, it's not that. The art is fine. It's the couple. You ship Ice King with Chichugi.
They just seem to have a connection.
But they're 2 years apart. Everyone on my Ice Leopard Discord has agreed that's basically pedophilia.
That's funny, because everyone on my Discord has noticed that the Leopard and Ice King were childhood friends, and that's practically incest.
They made a childhood promise and wished upon a special star. That's how strong their bond is.
Hey, Ducky, do you feel like we're being queerbaited?
Oh, definitely.
It's weird that you're not more bothered by this.
Bothered? No! It's simply yet another wonderful lesson Strike taught me. The best of both worlds, where you can have your cake and eat it. By which I mean you can lure in gay fans and take their money without alienating straight men with small penises. Present company accepted.
Hey!
Ah, talking about myself for a while's really cheered me up. Okay, I'm ready to be depressed by one of your shitty stories again, Julius. Well, go on. Pitch me the next one.
Little Bonsai presents Plague Town. Written, edited, and directed by Freddie Valdosta. Performed by Freddie Gilbraith and Quinn B. Kirkland. Produced by Angus Lorenzo. Special thanks to Dolly Hill. The theme music for Strike was composed, performed, and mixed by the incredibly talented Oscar Karonka. You can find him at Oscar_YRDLNDR. The lyrics were written and performed by our very own, and very wonderful, Quinn B. Kirkland. We've included a link to the full song in the episode description. We're on Twitter, at TheLittleBonsai, and at PlagueTown. Come drop us a line if you've enjoyed the show. You can also rate and review on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And if you know someone who might like the show, we'd love you to show it to them. Stay safe out there, saplings.